Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One of China's biggest tech companies will no longer be able to buy components from the U.S. The U.S. Commerce Department is banning China's ZTE from buying American parts to make its smartphones and other products. The Commerce Department says the company did not punish employees who violated U.S. sanctions against Iran and North Korea. Ali Velshi is an MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, welcome.
Hey, Eric.
So first, can you explain a little bit? I mean, what does the Commerce Department say ZTE did? Because it's not just that they didn't punish these employees. They may have actually, what, rewarded them?
Yeah, so they had an agreement with the Commerce Department in March 2017 to plead guilty and pay a $1.1 billion fine for illegally shipping telecommunications equipment to North Korea and Iran. It's a Chinese cell phone maker, but they actually make most of their stuff and sell it out. They make it in China, and they sell about 40% of their phones and communications equipment outside of China. So they were shipping this stuff to North Korea and Iran. They promised to discipline the employees involved in the scheme. Not only did they not discipline them, they paid full bonuses to many of those employees, and then they lied about it to the Commerce Department. So the U.S. Commerce Department has said it can no longer buy American components for its phones. And as you know, with all phones, including the iPhone, they're made from components around the world. And in the U.K., their cybersecurity officials have warned British firms. It's not the same as the U.S. They haven't banned them, but they've warned British firms not to do business with ZTE.
Interesting. Britain has given them the warning. And China says that ZTE works with several hundred American companies, providing the U.S. with, you know, thousands of jobs. You know, what companies are involved? I mean, and is this a big deal for them?
Well, so generally speaking, the companies involved wouldn't be only dealing with ZTE, but like a lot of phone makers, a lot of components are common. So 43% of the sales of ZTE's phones in 2017 were outside China. There's a number of companies. Acacia Communications in the United States makes about a third of its revenue from ZTE. It's based in New Jersey. Its shares fell 36%. Oclaro, another American company that makes optical components, its shares fell 15%. But Intel and Qualcomm are also ZTE's key suppliers, so that's a big deal. And by the way, a lot of these phones are made in Shenzhen and Hong Kong. Shenzhen is just on the Chinese side of the border from Hong Kong. It's about an hour away. It is suspended. ZTE has suspended its shares on the Shenzhen exchange, on the Hong Kong exchange. So this is a very, very big deal in the cell phone world.
Well, what does it mean for a big company like Qualcomm? I mean, earlier this week, we saw Qualcomm's plan to buy a Dutch company, you know, maybe on hold because of China's involvement. Explain that, and whether this is part of the trade dispute between the U.S. and China.
So it feels that way, right? This is how these things play out. Qualcomm has planned a $44 billion purchase of a Dutch semiconductor company. It's called NXP Semiconductors. Well, China gets to have a say on this because it's one of the countries in which the companies have substantial sales or assets. And of the companies that have to sign off on the deal, China is the only one that has not signed off. Now, it wasn't particularly about the ZTE thing, but China, it seems, is using this sign-off as leverage against Donald Trump's plan to impose tariffs on $150 billion worth of trade. So that's what the issue is. Now that deal by Qualcomm is on hold until the Chinese government tunes in on this thing. So it is, in larger part, it's part of the same trade dispute.
We'll be watching. Thanks, Ali.
All right, Eric.